things that go bump in the night, witches, ghosts, wizards, goblins, monsters, and more. The things that keep us up. Welcome to Amongst the Books, a podcast for kids, by kids, and yes, adults too. Happy Halloween, everybody, and we are here with some of our favorite Halloween stories, both old and new, that can give us the chills. So pull up that bowl of candy and let's dive right in.
Hi, my name is Delaney, and I'm recommending The Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket. This book is perfect for Halloween because it has mystery, murder, and kidnapping. The premise is that the three kids, Klaus, Sunny, and Violet Baudelaire, whose parents died in a tragic fire, and they're sent to live with their mistaken relative, Count Olaf, who is only after their fortune. Also, a hit series on Netflix, this fits the need for a Halloween series.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I will be reviewing Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling. This series is perfect for Halloween because it shows wizards, witches, and magic. All these things create the perfect Halloween with all the costumes that they have and the personalities that they have. The adventures, the spells they do, what they learn about magic, and what they find out about themselves and their parents, which is the perfect Halloween thing. Because if, like movies, they have movies too, and those are, honestly, the books are better, but the movies are good, definitely good too. The movies, like some in the fall, like when they're in the Great Hall, in the fall, it gives a Halloween vibe because they have like ghosts floating, and there are definitely some wacky things that happen that you probably won't believe. There's some more scary scenes, like with blood. And there are some points where you wouldn't understand what's happening, but you would still understand, like, the story and how it works. So this is why I would recommend Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling for the Halloween season.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn, and the book I'm recommending is The Witches by Roald Dahl. In the book, a young boy's grandmother tells him a story about witches and their dislike of children. He doesn't believe it until he discovers a group of them. He vows to stop the witches with the help of a new friend. Also, a major motion picture, The Witches is a perfect Halloween tale.
I messed up a few times, but I'm just going to ignore that.
When I was younger, no book scared me more than R.L. Stine's Goosebumps and the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark series. And to be honest, they still scare me a little today. Today, there are so many fantastic horror stories to pick from. Spirit Hunters by Ellen O, Doll Bones by Holly Black, City of Ghosts by V.E. Schwab, Out to Get You, 13 Tales of Weirdness and Woe by Josh Allen, and of course, Anything by Mary Downing Hahn. But one that stands out is from the king of the written word and eerie stories, Neil Gaiman, and his book, Coraline. Coraline Jones and her parents move into a new home, one that has some secrets of its own. When Coraline discovers the other world through a door in her house, she seems to like this place more than her real world. Soon, strange things begin to happen, and Coraline learns she might never be able to leave. In order to go home, she must stop the evil bedlam and save her soul. A true classic in every sense, Coraline will keep you on the edge of your seat and sleeping with the lights on.
Hi, my name's Sarah.
And I'm Delaney.
And we will be reviewing Upside Down Magic.
Upside Down Magic is basically this girl, Nori, who tries to fit in with other people.
And they all have a specific power and groups. And this is perfect for Halloween because they're kind of like witches and wizards because they can transform into things.
Shapeshift.
and more. And they had different groups that they're sorted in. They're like power groups, like fire flaming ones, and also the rejects.
Yeah. And it's all, they're all in a school. Like a school for magic kids.
For them. But the rejects are told to never do magic again. And that they have upside down magic. Because it works not as how it's supposed to be.
But wonky.
And weird. And there were many years ago, they told a story about how one kid, who was also a reject before they had the reject class, that there was a scary incident happened there. And for them to never do it again. Because that...
They don't want that happening again.
The evil spirit still roams. And still roams. And people say it goes towards the rejects because they want to be in those classes that they belong in.
Yeah.
And Reyna's best friend will have feelings changed. And they both will feel like they don't fit in.
Thank you for joining us. We hope we have given you some new and terrifying mysterious books to try. You can find all of our recommendations at your public library and local independent bookstores. You can follow us on Twitter at amongstthebooks_podcast and can listen to us wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to leave us a review. We would love to hear from you and share us with all of your friends. Our musical maestro behind our music is Jake Thistle. Thanks again. We will be back soon in your feed. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and keep reading.